Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 and welcome to Michigan Literary Network Radio for Wednesday, June 15th, 2016. I'm Andrea Daniel, and today we have Sylvia Hubbard, executive producer of Michigan Literary Network Radio and founder of the Motown Writers Network and Michigan Literary Network, in an interview with poet James Chandler, whose new book is Equality, The Purpose of the Revolution, and that is coming up right after this quick break.
You're listening to the Michigan Literary Network radio show hosted by Motown Writers Network. Thank you for joining us. Motown Writers connects writers to their literary goals and readers to Michigan authors. For writers, we have workshops, conferences, networking opportunities, marketing, and promotions, plus resources available online and offline. We invite writers of all stages to our free writers discussions meetings held every second Saturday except in November at the Barnes & Nobles on Wayne State University campus from 10 a.m. to noon. For readers, we provide literary entertainment, book news, and giveaways online and offline. Check out our website for more information at MotownWriters.com. The Michigan Literary Network and Motown Writers annual events offline include the Essence of Motown Literary Conference and Jam, held every second Saturday in November. Also, our literary meet and greet is held in August of every year. Along with that, we have a book club mix and mingle in October. At these events, we invite readers and writers to come together to celebrate the written word, and at most events, they are free to readers. If you're interested in being a guest on our radio show, advertising with us, or promoting your literary project or service, please visit us at MotownWriters.com and click on our contact page for more information. If you're interested in hosting your own show with the Michigan Literary Network, please submit your show proposals to MotownWriters@Yahoo.com. Please share our information with other readers and writers, and we hope you help us continue to strengthen the literary network in Michigan and increase literacy in the Metro Detroit community. For more information, please visit our website at www.MichiganLiteraryNetwork.com.
And this is Michigan Literary Network Radio for Wednesday, June 15th, 2016. Today we'll hear Sylvia Hubbard interviewing poet and author James Chandler about his new book, Equality, The Purpose of the Revolution. And here's a little bit about James Chandler. He was born in Detroit, Michigan on November 28, 1987, to Arlene and Eugene Chandler. And from a very young age, his creative ideas sparked a great light toward his future in writing. He was an in-house child most of the time, playing with his toys and making up stories, even at a tender age. Today, James Chandler is a talented songwriter, singer, actor, author, scriptwriter, poet, speaker, idealist, and a man full of ideas. He has three books under his belt: The Devil is a Lie, I Am the Apple of God's Eye, It's a Weight to Wait, and his latest book is Equality, The Purpose of the Revolution. And here is that interview with Sylvia Hubbard and James Chandler.
Before we get started, let everybody know your website and any social network so they can kind of hook up with you while we're talking. So let everybody know your website and social media.
Okay, I'm actually published with Create Space. You can get the book at www.createspace.com/6289116. I also have a website with all my other books. This is actually my third book I've written, so you can see my other two books on the site as well, and where you can purchase them. And the website is Yaacob Abner, that's yaacobabner.wix.com/James Chandler. And you'll see all my books there and where you can get them.
Awesome. So for this, the Book of Quality, let the listeners know a little bit about it so we can go into discussion about it.
Okay. Well, it's been inspired. I've been working on this book for like 3 months. So it's been like an inspiration, a three-month inspiration of 50 poems. It's a book of poems about equality and justice. Just looking at society and how we see police brutality and just injustice with not just our people as the black race, but everybody. And that's the subtopic of my book, All Lives Matter. And that's what I want to push and promote and persuade people to fight for justice and equality for all people.
Definitely. And for the inspiration for this book, I mean, just immediately knowing, you know, the title of it and what's going on today, what was your inspiration to say, I'm going to sit down and write something different from everything else that's out there?
Well, you know, our tragic story as African-Americans, as you would say, or as many people would call ourselves, we've been going through so much trauma, drama, killings. When I think about Emmett Till, you know, I mentioned I have a poem about Emmett Till or Medgar Evers, you know, the things we, our people fought for, and we accomplished so much by standing and being united together. So it's the same unity we need today that's going to get us to own our own businesses and own our own property and land. We need to actually go and get this, because the movement cannot move unless we get our own. You know, it's not a movement unless it's moving. So this is definitely a push toward a movement for our people.
Right, definitely. And for other poets or writers that are out there who want to express themselves and to, you know, put their views and opinions and just putting it out there in front, that's a very, you know, even if you are passionate about it, there are a lot of people passionate about it but can't put it in a book and hold true to it and be able to stand in front of crowds and say, hey, this is what I believe in, this is what I've written. What advice do you give to them that people are holding back on expressing their views and opinions and putting it in a book?
I would say just go for it. You know, if you got the mind to do it, you know, you have the willpower to write it. Even if you have to have somebody to help you with it, just go ahead and do it, because if it's right, you know, it will help somebody. It will inspire millions of people, and, you know, people will get to do the right thing.
So your journey to publishing, you said this is your third book.
Yes, my third book.
What would you have done differently compared from your first book to your third book? What would you have done differently in the beginning that you've learned now?
Right. Well, actually, with this being my third book, I am working towards some different things than I, you know, done in the past. Better marketing and promoting.
Mm-hmm.
More book signings, of course, for people to know who I am and what I stand for. That's the only way people is going to recognize what the movement is about and what equality, this purpose is for.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I definitely want to inspire people to stay connected with me and see what's next.
Definitely. Okay, so moving on to marketing and promoting your book. What are you doing? What are you doing like a little bit differently, or what are things that people, you believe that we forget as authors, you know, once we get to that point of marketing and promoting our book, and things that you have learned, tips and tricks that you can offer us?
Well, I still believe that if one person sees your work, it could change your life forever. You know, if you get one yes from the Most High, you know, things can open up for you. So I will encourage people to, you know, send your stuff out to big people that's already been out there, who have experienced different things or who has a lot of money, you know. They will probably push your work if they like it, or you know, so don't, because a lot of times we write and we get kind of fearful of letting them know what we have.
Mm-hmm.
And they can be that person to push us along, like a mentor.
Right.
So, you know, that's what I push toward too. I also have a website, of Reverb Nation. You can see my stuff on as well, my bio and everything. So I've been trying to find a little different online blogs and everything, you know, to get it out there as well. So
right.
I encourage people to continue with that. You know, there's a lot of things online that we can push our work on.
Right, definitely. Before we ask you the last question, we'd like you to remind people who you are, your book you've written, and your website they can find more information on. So let everybody know.
Okay, I'm James Chandler. Again, my book is called Equality, The Purpose of the Revolution. You can get it at www.createspace.com/6289-9116.
Okay. And can they find you on any social medias?
Yes, I'm also on Facebook. You can just type in my name, James Chandler. I should be able to be found that way. And I will surely add you.
Thank you. So last question, what will readers take away once they get to that last page? What will they take away? What will they be pushed to do? What will they learn?
Well, they will take away a lot of inspiration. To continue to have their mind on the mark for greater successes, you know, to go ahead and push toward their goals.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because equality is what is our marker, you know, and this is the direction we should take, a certain peace we should have while we're doing it, you know, so we want to keep all that in mind.
Definitely. Well, I want to thank you for joining us. We love talking to authors, and we love hearing their inspiration. I mean, it's just beautiful to hear, you know, the passion behind, you know, the book and what it's for. I always say every book, even though it has a story inside, has a story behind it. And I want to thank you for taking the time out your busy schedule to join us.
Oh, yeah, no problem. Thank you.
Thank you. And if you could, let everybody know the name of the book and where they can find it one more time.
Okay, the book is Equality, The Purpose of the Revolution. The website is www.createspace.com/6289116. I have a website. It's called jacobabner.wix.com/James Chandler.
Okay, well, thanks for joining us again, and we're going to wrap this up, and you have a great day, and stay cool.
Okay, you too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Before we get started, let
Oops, and I want to thank Sylvia Hubbard for that interview, and thank James Chandler for sharing the information about his book with us. And before we close out, there are some wonderful literary-like events happening in Detroit in the upcoming days, literary and words and all of that good stuff that get us thinking and listening to folks, starting with tonight, Wednesday, June 15th, at Signal Return from 7 to 9 p.m. The featured writers are Desiree Cooper and Anne Elizabeth Moore, presenting on the themes of gender and power. So that should be a really interesting conversation there. Signal Return is in the Eastern Market District at 1345 Division, Suite 102. And on Friday, June 17th, there are two great events for you to divide your time between. If you could clone yourself, go to one and then go to both, or, you know, just work it out. First is Piper Carter's Women in Hip Hop Foundation. It's extending its reach with the Women in Hip Hop concert as part of this weekend's Allied Media Conference. The concert is hosted by the legendary Jessica Kerr Moore, and featuring Grammy Award-winning Rhapsody with special guest, the incredibly talented and brilliant Sol Manani and Mahogany Jones. It's at 7 p.m. at the Garden Theater, 3929 Woodward. Also on Friday, if you like listening to great stories, from 7 to 10 p.m. is the Society, the Secret Society of Twisted Storytellers monthly show at the Charles H. Wright Museum of African American History. The theme for this month is Fathers and Figures. The Charles H. Wright Museum of African American History is at 315 East Warren. And Saturday, June 18th, from 12 to 6 p.m. is the 5th Annual Concept East Black Theater Conference and Exhibition. The event features 4 workshops: Black Lives Matter, Black Lives in Black Theater Matter, Black Theater Matters. The 5th Annual Concept East Black Theater Conference and Exhibition is in the American Room at the International Institute, 111 East Kirby at John R. And keeping it on the theater tip, Sunday at 6 p.m. is the Sisterhood stage play. It's a tale of love, regret, and redemption with a mind-blowing ending of how the game of survival has no boundaries when it comes to one getting what they desire most. The Sisterhood's stage play is at the Northwest Activity Center, 18100 Myers. And I'm giving you a big heads up for next Wednesday, June 22nd at 6 p.m., Onita Jackson will do a reading and discussion from and about her book, Nappy-Headed Negro Syndrome, at the Detroit Public Library Main Branch at 5201 Woodward. And that ends this edition of Michigan Literary Network Radio. Remember to stay connected with Michigan's literary community through the Michigan Literary Network and Motown Writers Network at www.motownwriters.com and on Facebook. And be sure to tune in to Michigan Literary Network Radio on blogtalkradio.com next Wednesday from 5:30 to 6 p.m. to hear more literary good stuff. This has been Andrea Daniel for this short version of the Michigan Literary Network Radio, and I want to thank you out there for listening. As always, I appreciate you, and I want you to write good stories, have a good life, and have a good rest of your evening. Bye-bye.